This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now is your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. We are so honored that you have decided to give up part of your Wednesday to join us here on the program. And so many loyal listeners that are with us each and every day, hang on every word, and such good participants, whether by text or calling. We appreciate you so much, and thank you for tuning in to What's on Your Mind. You know, Kevin, I've had a little project here this morning since the wee hours of the morning. I've been watching for some sign from CNN that there was a Durham report and that there was a John Durham testifying
yeah.
before Congress.
And, no, I've been checking since you said it in the first hour. I've been looking, too, and nothing.
Nothing.
Newsmax and Fox have it.
No. Newsmax and Fox carried much of the first couple of hours.
And now Fox is on to the Senate testimony. Riley Gaines is testifying in the Senate about this transgender athlete nonsense.
Yeah, another hot topic.
How are we at a point where a beautiful female athlete like Riley Gaines has to sit and justify her career and her accomplishments and the robbing of them by a guy who was allowed to swim in a competition against her?
It's a woke deal.
How are we here? How is this even a thing? I'm
with you. It's ridiculous.
It's like, what world are we in where this is okay?
Okay, we need a congressional hearing to say,
no, men, dude, sorry, man. Men can't swim with the girls.
Men should not be able to compete in women's sports.
Sorry if that triggers you or it pisses you off or you're upset. I don't care. Dude, get out of the pool.
We figured this out in elementary.
I mean, right?
You know, the elementary days.
Oh, this just boils my bones just that we're wasting our money and our resources and our people on this?
Yeah.
Come on.
Ridiculous. All right. You asked us questions related to the Montana gun shop that was raided by the ATF. What the heck is going on there? Luis Valdez, who is a former law enforcement member and now a national spokesperson for Gun Owners of America, has some details for us to talk a little bit about this. Since you asked, we got your answers here on the program. Luis, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me on the air. And yes, it's a screwed up situation with what's going on in Montana right now.
Yeah, no kidding. What bring us back to the beginning. What do we know? What happened?
What we know for the current moment is the fact that a business owner went to his shop like he does every morning, and when he arrived there was 20 armed IRS criminal investigative division agents with a search warrant, and they barged in and they took everything that basically wasn't nailed down in his shop. The biggest issue here is the fact that they took his Form 4473s, and they copied his bound book. Now, for your listeners that don't know, the Form 4473 is the federally required background form that a dealer must have within their possession, and that must be conducted for every firearms transaction. And the bound book is literally the record book of the disposition of every firearm a dealer gets. So if the dealer, you know, orders a batch of revolvers from Smith & Wesson, they come in, he has to notate every model, every serial number, the date when they came into his shop's possession, and who they came from, so the distributor or the manufacturer. And when they're sold, same thing. He has to go back in and go, okay, Smith & Wesson Model 10, serial number 12345, was sold to John Q. Public on January 1st, 2023, and he lives at 123 Maple Street Terrace. And the scary part is that this is the weaponization of the federal law enforcement by the Biden administration, because these records have nothing to do with financial records. They're in no way, shape, or form. They're not tax records. They're not business sales receipts. This is the information of customers that the IRS is getting. And the dangerous part of all of this is you have ATF, who loves to get all this information. They either get it themselves or they get it through their sister law enforcement agencies. And they're basically building a federal gun registry when specifically there is a federal law that says the federal government can't do that.
Yeah, the ATF is not a policing arm. I mean, they're a bureau, aren't they?
And I misspoke earlier when I said the ATF did the raid. It was the IRS that did the raid.
The IRS.
But they seized these ATF 4473 forms. And like you're saying, and again, it's a head-scratcher because, you know, the IRS should be looking for financial records. They shouldn't care about the ATF forms, right? I mean, what do they need with those?
Very much so. And to answer your co-host's question, ATF is a law enforcement agency unto them. They have arrest power. They have armed agents, all of that.
Okay.
But the scope and the danger of this is, look, when I was a cop and I filed for a search warrant, let's say I was looking for a 1966 Ford Mustang. That didn't give me carte blanche to go look underneath your kitchen sink for that Mustang. If I was looking for specific things related to a specific crime, I could only search for things of that nature. I can't go and seize things that are completely off something different. Now, if it was in plain that I was looking for financial records and I find a kilo of cocaine, hey, that's different. You know, that's another crime right in my view. But the IRS going after gun records, that's quite troubling and quite scary. And you know, ATF was just there waiting in the wings and like, hey, you guys did the job for us. Thanks. But the biggest issue is this is the federal government under the Biden administration. We're seeing the weaponization of law enforcement. We're seeing the weaponization of government agencies going after anyone that dares speak or criticize the federal government. And the Biden administration has repeatedly stated that they want to go after gun owners. They want to go after dealers. They want to go after manufacturers in every way, shape, and form. And they are doing it. They are threatening us. They're making businesses examples so other people get out of the business, so other people kowtow. This is a clear threat of force to make other Americans shirk their duties as responsible citizens.
Are there examples of misuse of these forms that we know of?
Well, ATF was caught on the record before Congress basically stating, hey, yeah, we have a searchable database and everything but name. The only reason why it's not a searchable database is that the IT guy that we have hasn't turned on that function yet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there is clearly a misuse. They changed the policies to where it used to be that a dealer could dispose of those forms after a certain period of time. Now the dealer has to keep them indefinitely. And when the dealer shuts down due to retirement or going out of business or whatever reason, they have to send all those forms to the ATF. Same thing with the bound books. And the other danger with this is, again, you have the federal government cracking down on anyone for any reason, any way, shape, or form, to simply put them out of business or, worse, put them in jail. The Biden administration has made it clear they are waging a war against our Second Amendment rights, and they're going to do it by hook or by crook.
Lewis, I am Kevin Flynn here. I over the last 20 or 30 years of hearing all of this rhetoric and nonsense and having moved back to the North Woods and living an outback kind of lifestyle, I have plenty of weapons. I don't. If every gun store tomorrow didn't have a weapon available for me to purchase, I'd be just fine. What I'm worried about is ammunition. We saw Obama try to do that in the day when remember the big buy-up of the 9mm. I mean, to me, it seems like we're good on weapons. Are they coming after ammo?
They're coming after anything and everything. The Biden administration has tried to go after ammunition by declaring lead to be banned. The Obama administration did something similar. They're claiming that, you know, the lead used in ammunition is toxic and it's not environmentally friendly, and they want the EPA to go after it. But even then, you know, the fact that you and I have weapons, what about incoming generations? This is a generational shift they're trying to do. We have seen repeatedly in states like New York and states like Illinois and states like California where they keep compounding and adding new gun laws and making it harder and harder and harder for newer generations to purchase and legally own firearms. And their mindset is very simple. Sure, the current generation has them, but guess what? They're going to die off, and their grandkids are going to never grow up shooting. They're never going to grow up owning guns. They're never going to grow up carrying firearms. So when they come across the estate, it's going to be like, they're going to call Uncle Sam and say, hey, yeah, pick up my granddad's stuff. I don't want it. It's illegal. It's icky and no-no. You know,
nobody
has this generational mindset that Americans can't own firearms.
Hold that thought. Nobody in my circle is saying that.
More of our conversation with Gun Owners of America spokesperson Luis Valdez, who is with us today on the program. Got a couple more questions on that Montana situation as well. And any of your questions or comments, welcome as well. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. More after this.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Swanson Hyperbarics is here to help, folks. The benefits of hyperbaric oxygen treatment are well known. Stimulates healing. Provides pure oxygen in a high-pressure environment in an enclosed glass chamber. So you're watching a television set and you know, able to see folks. It's, I've done this before. It's, you don't even realize you're in a chamber because it's literally all glass. But being in this chamber, getting the oxygen, high pressure, pure oxygen, stimulates the body's natural healing process because it saturates the blood and tissues with a higher level of oxygen content than under normal conditions. So it really is an amazing tool and has been used for decades. Natural health therapies. Think about that. Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Trust me on this one thing. They don't want you to know anything about it. There's also hyperthermic ozone and carbon acid transdermal technology with their Hocket. It's like a sauna that you sit in, only it's just everything below the neck. You're sitting in a little like sauna chair. Amazing. A lot of pain relief options with their pulsed electromagnetic fields treatment that they have as well. Give them a call. Set up a consult. Find out how it can help you. SwansonHyperbarics.com or call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. More with Luis Valdez, who is a former law enforcement officer now with Gun Owners of America. We started talking a little bit about the IRS raid, but any questions are welcome, and I have a few here. But I want to ask you just back to the Montana gun shop. What was the reason for the raid? Do we know why was this gun shop raided?
At the present moment, we don't have the statement from the IRS as to why the raid. All they're giving is, you know, this is an ongoing investigation, blah, 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 blah. But to give you an idea of the IRS and their shadiness, they actually have public policy that their civilian non-sworn auditors, they could give the people they're investigating fictitious names simply because they, quote-unquote, don't want their employees to be doxxed and harassed. But that just shows you how much there's trust in the IRS by the American people, that they have written policy saying, oh, yeah, you could use a fraudulent name when you deal with the public.
Wow. Texter says, I have a sibling that lives in Great Falls. It sounds like the shop owner had a reputation for doing backdoor deals, so there might be legitimate reasons for the raid. And, I, you know, again, that's hearsay, but nonetheless, a little piece of information out there. I guess the big issue is not so much what the impetus of the investigation is, but rather what they took, right?
Very much so. And if the dealer was actually conducting illicit sales, that would be within ATF's court of jurisdiction, not the IRS. So, again, this raises red flags on multiple issues.
Yeah, very interesting. What's the biggest issue that Gun Owners of America is dealing with these days?
The issue is, what aren't we dealing with these days? We are fighting on the local, the county, the state, and the national level. On the federal level, we're fighting against the Biden administration and his egregious acts, like what's going on with the IRS in Montana, the pistol brace ban, their attempts to regulate the industry, their attempts to go after our ammunition. Across the state level, you know, we're fighting in New York, we're fighting in California, we're fighting in Florida, we're fighting everywhere. We are the only no-compromise gun rights organization in the country, and our product speaks for itself on that issue.
What do you mean by that?
We won't compromise. It's real simple. If lawmakers or politicians come up to us and say, well, we'll give you permitless carry if you go with universal background checks, a 21, under 21 purchase ban, and a magazine capacity ban, you know, what about that? We'll just tell them to go fly a kite and be like, no, shall not infringed. Very simple.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And on the pistol brace, I mean, you've had some success legislatively of late on that, overturning Biden's rule, right?
We've had both some judicial and legislative success. We got the House of Representatives and Congress to pass a resolution decrying the pistol brace ban, and we also have a preliminary injunction filed in which all current standing GOA members are protected from Biden's pistol brace ban. They could still legally own their pistol braces.
What's the next battle on the pistol brace?
the next battle on the pistol brace is to make the preliminary injunction a permanent injunction.
And you do that in court?
Yes, yes, we do that in court.
Is that the preferred method, or is fixing it in Congress?
We go after it through multiple means, so we're pushing both legislatively and judicial. There's more, you know, the old saying, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and that's the angle we're taking. This is a multi-prong fight, and we are battling this in every way we can. We're doing it in the courts, in the legal courts. We're doing it in the courts of public opinion. We're doing it on the floors where our lawmakers meet. We are fighting them tooth and nail, and we will not stop on this issue.
You know, I found it interesting that the vote to nullify the Biden administration pistol brace rule was bipartisan, which, well, for one, you know, these are people who want to get reelected. So there's a certain element of that, but it's also refreshing to see Biden getting rebuked by his own Democrats, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really interesting seeing some Democrats cross over the aisle and basically be like, no, there is this thing called the Constitution, and Americans are born with certain inalienable God-given rights that are only enumerated in the Constitution. That's what a lot of people seem to confuse. They think the Constitution grants rights and government grants rights. No, all the Constitution does, it enumerates rights. It enumerates rights that existed before the Constitution was even drafted. And our founding fathers stated that clear as day, that the rights to keep and bear arms existed even before the foundation of our country happened. And that is the God's honest truth. It doesn't matter what part of the U.S. you're in. It doesn't matter if you live in smack dab the heart of New York City. If you're out in the sticks in the Northeast or the Northwest, you know, you are an American. You have certain rights that you're born with. And the government cannot violate them in any way, shape, and form. And that's why, again, we don't compromise on that fact. We push that fact through and through on in the courts, in the halls of lawmakers, in the courts of public opinion, in your local town councils, in your county commissions, in your state houses. We push that issue.
We appreciate the Gun Owners of America. Our listeners do as well. Lewis, thanks for the time today.
Not a problem. Thank you. And if your listeners have any questions, they can go to gunowners.org, and we will be glad to provide them as much information as possible. Because, again, we cover things on the local, the county, the state, and the national level.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you.
Gun Owners of America spokesperson Lewis Valdez with us on the program. Hey, did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? That's very true. Find out more about that at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. The Money Man, Brian Cronk, is up here next on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned for that. More straight ahead.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
USA News update. Some walk back to reports earlier today that an airplane hunting for the missing sub near the Titanic detected banging from the ocean. Now some call it just noises and sounds. It's believed the five men on board the submersible have less than a day's worth of oxygen as the massive search and rescue operation continues. The special prosecutor who looked into the FBI's handling of its investigation of alleged ties between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia says the FBI was negligent. John Durham tells the House Oversight Committee he heard that from FBI agents. President Biden's heading back to Washington and a dinner tonight with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the White House. The Davis, Utah School Board has reversed a decision and put the Bible back on all school library shelves. Earlier this month, officials removed the Bible, citing new guidelines covering violent and sexual content. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
On your mind, brought to you by Gateway Building Systems. The folks that understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. And they're the number one block bin dealer in the U.S., so they can provide you with block solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock Solid Bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com. Brian Kronk is here. He's the money man on the program, and we get a chance once a month to break down the market a little bit and talk about some things that probably are on your mind as well. So look forward to that conversation. Brian, how are you?
I am fantastic. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day, first day of summer. What's not to like?
Exactly right. I wanted to start with your take on the economy. You know, you hear a lot at the national level that, the inflation is taking its toll and some things are beginning to hurt. But as far as the economy in this part of the world right now, what would your assessment be? How we're looking?
You know, it's uncommonly strong when you start talking about our economy. The Fed has been the most aggressive they've been in over 40 years, increasing interest rates, which is another way of saying tapping the brakes on our economy, and yet it just continues to roll along. New housing starts were higher, which means that, you know, people are building houses, hiring contractors, doing that. Car lots are still mostly sold out, part of that supply chain. Part of that's just demand, and people are spending at the consumer level like crazy still. It's just now starting to slow down. And that tells me the Fed, they're not done yet. They need to keep raising rates. They're still trying to slow this down to bring inflation under control. They'd rather do their own slowdown and bring inflation under control before inflation really does put some damage into our economy.
So you don't see any trouble signs?
Not yet. We're seeing those little bit of shakiness we saw here a couple of months ago in the banks. And so that, I guess, would be the first real trouble sign that we saw. And you think about that, the ripple effects from that are exactly what the Fed wants, but they're huge. That means we're going to see them not only have to shore up their own balance sheets, but they're going to slow down on lending as well. That means less money in the system. That means maybe less of those, you know, building new houses or building new commercial buildings and things like that. That is going to slow things. But I think everybody, especially in my industry, has been continually surprised at just how resilient and strong this economy is. And we are kind of hoping for a nice orderly slowdown so that we don't have to go into some sort of a catastrophic recession or something like that.
Let's talk a little bit about the market.
Yes.
And how things are looking. How have the last few months been?
Well, and again, just like talking about the strong economy, the last month or so, let's call it the last 2 months, have been fantastic as well. So if you look at it, you know, really with the close of the banking sector problems that we had there and sort of putting that behind us, and a lot of money that was sort of institutional money that was hiding in some of these banks was forced to go elsewhere, and a lot of the elsewhere ended up being technology stocks. Then you couple that with some of the announcements about artificial intelligence coming from, you know, key players in the technology market, and it really created some enthusiasm and excitement. It pushed those AI stocks up huge. You know, we're talking about stocks that were going up 50, 60, 100% in less than a month. So big gains. And then that started to spread into other areas of the market, broadening out into other technology companies, and then even out into other sectors. So the last 2 months have been very strong, which is what exactly we like to see. And now we're ready to kind of take a breather. We're going to see some profit taking in there. I think we could see a little bit of a pullback. But, you know, we broke out above that 4,200 level on the S&P 500. That becomes our new floor. So as long as we can stay above that, I think we're going to be in a pretty healthy market.
The AI thing amuses me because it's really got its tentacles into the market already, doesn't it?
Well, it really is. I mean, the market was looking for something to get excited about, and that's definitely exciting. We're talking about the next wave in computing, and so this is like the equivalent of when the personal computer first came out or when the first iPhone came out. We're talking whole new markets and a whole new level of computing power that's going to be available to us over the probably next 10, 15, 20 years. So I think it's going to be a huge trend, and so you saw that quick pop and the enthusiasm that was there, but I think this is going to be a longer-term trend that probably lasts for 10-plus years. So those of you who feel like you maybe missed it, you haven't missed anything yet. We're going to get some great buying opportunities, and we're really going to have some time to sort out who are the winners, who are the real beneficiaries, and who are the posers.
So it's still bargain time on the buying opportunities?
Well, interestingly, so this last couple of months has pushed prices up where there's not as many bargains out there. So some of those technology companies I was referencing, they're not necessarily that cheap anymore. There's still other bargains in the market, but you have to kind of go searching for them. So just like you say, you know, 2 or 3 months ago, I was saying, you know, I don't really even care where you're at. Just start putting money into the market because everything was cheap. Now you really have to be picky. You've got to look for those things that have sustained earnings growth on the growth side, or you have to look for those things that are just, you know, way too cheap to stay there. But it takes doing a lot more homework right now these days than what it did, say, 3 months ago.
So anybody listening has got a sense of your, you know, how you comprehend the market and your philosophy of how you manage the money, which is unusual in your game.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, that's a big deal, too. So most places, most retail shops that you go into from an investing standpoint, they're going to sell you an investment product. Look at XYZ Mutual Fund, see how great it is, whatever. And then you might never hear about that fund again. Or they send your money off someplace else to be managed. We manage our money right here in Fargo. You know exactly what we're doing. We talk to you about it. We share our philosophy with you about it. And that's really one of our big differentiators.
Yeah. And so that expertise is available to everyone when they invest.
Absolutely.
That is a big differentiator, folks. Big time. When you rely on Collins and Kronk, you're getting that extra added piece that you don't get from the vast majority of investment firms. You don't get somebody locally managing your money right there in house. You're talking to him one on one, looking in the whites of his eyes.
Well, and that's huge when you also think about it. Not is there just the local factor of that, but we're also just not following the woke Wall Street trends and what they dictate from on high to, you know, all the other investment firms. Where most of these advisors are at, they're basically told, hey, here's what you will do or here's what we believe. And it comes from somebody out in the East Coast that are making decisions that might not have your best interests in mind. They might be political agendas for some of these, you know, firms or from some of their management and so forth. We do none of that. We're boots on the ground. We're bottoms up investors. We're going out there to find great companies to help make wealth for you.
What percentage of the financial world would you say is less about balance sheets and performance and, you know, the X's and O's that are required versus ESG and DEI?
Boy, I don't know what that percentage would be. Sometimes it scares me because one of the things we've always been able to count on is company management, you know, would do what was best for the bottom line of the company. They were predictable, and you could count on that and base your decision-making upon that. And now more and more we're seeing these companies that are basically, you know, committing corporate suicide. You look at what happened, you know, with, you know, the Bud Light thing. You look at what's happening with Target. And there's these things that just don't make any sense. When you've got companies that are willing to alienate over 99% of their customer base for the sake of the 1%, I can't understand that, and that makes it really hard to, you know, make predictions about what decisions the management is going to be making and therefore what direction their stock is going to be going to. So it's got to be a high percentage and a rising percentage. It's getting tougher and tougher to sort through those, but there again, that's what separates us from, you know, the others in the world, is that we are trying to sort through those and find the ones that are making good business decisions, not necessarily good woke decisions.
Maria and Scott Hannon trust our small fortune to that of our friends at Collins and Kroc. Encourage you to do the same. Walk our listeners through how that process begins at Collins and Kroc.
So every conversation we have with a potential new client begins with our philosophy meeting. So we sit down first and foremost. We show you how we do business with people, which is sort of unique. But the other part of it is we go through our investment philosophy. And that investment philosophy really contains one of the things that I call the wealth-generating machine. I show you how we make your money work for you and how we have that compound over time. But before we even get to that part, Scott, as you'll remember, we start out with what we call the financial foundation, because it's truly our belief that we need to make sure that people are starting with a sound foundation to build upon. If you come in, you know, I always use the classic example of, you know, the kid who, you know, inherits, you know, $15,000 from their grandpa, and they come in and they're looking for the hot stock to invest in. Well, maybe the hot stock for them is paying off their credit card debt or paying off their high interest car loan or something like that. So we go back to the very basics with every single client, and we start talking about the financial foundation first, because you can't begin to build wealth until your financial foundation is in place. And it's basic things. It's things that, you know, our parents or our grandparents used to talk to us about. Those conversations we just don't think are happening anymore, but it starts out with something as simple as, first and foremost, build a cash reserve. So I tell everybody, I want you to have 3 to 6 months of your living expenses sitting aside in a cash account somewhere. You know, hopefully it's earning some interest, but it's a place where when something breaks or you lose your job suddenly or some other catastrophe hits your life, you don't have to dig into your investments or things like that. You've got it covered. And so we always want them to have that cash reserve. And the other part that goes right along with that, pay off your debt. So first, you know, I mentioned the credit card debt, whatever. Debt, ownership is really what creates wealth. So I want people to own their life. When you have debt, guess what? Somebody else owns your life. And so we don't want other people to own our lives. We don't want people to own our clients' lives. We want them to own their own life. And so we say, pay off your debt. Pay off your credit cards. Pay off your car loans. I want my clients to be debt-free as much as possible. You know, certainly there might be the argument that there's some good debt or things like that, or the arbitrage. Hey, I'm borrowing at 3 and you know, I'm earning money at 5 or something like that. But in general, debt is bad. And so I have my people pay off their debt, and if they've got a good foundation in place, they've already come into me debt-free before we even sit down and talk.
And that ownership is really, that's freedom, what you just described.
Ownership is the key to wealth creation, so we want to own our life. So you're right, that is freedom. So I tell my clients, I want you to, you know, own your home. You're going to live in that home. You're going to raise your family in that home. And basically, yeah, that's where your life takes place. Own your cars. Drive them till the wheels fall off. You know, that's really, you know, there's a lot of things that we do in our society. Our society is not geared toward wealth creation, not for the consumer. The society is all about, quick, go buy the next car and buy the next Starbucks and buy the next this and that. If you want to be wealthy and you're not already wealthy, guess what? You might have to forego some of those things now, those creature comforts or things like that, but then you're going to have it later when most people cannot. And so, yeah, I want you to own your cars. I want you to own your washing machine. Scott, there's people out there that don't even own their washing machine. Theirs broke. They had no cash reserve, and so they had to go buy a new washing machine at rent-to-own, and now rent-to-own owns their washing machine. It's ridiculous. This is what they should be teaching in school.
Yeah, and again, I will say it. That's true freedom. that you're talking about right there. Now you own your future is what you own.
Absolutely.
Which is perfect. All right, more with Brian Kronk. I'm going to ask about 401Ks and IRAs and what his philosophy is for folks that have those or don't have those. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Brian Kronk here from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Kronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Kronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Might I be so bold as to just suggest where you have lunch today? Could I do that? Because if you're tired of the same old, you're going to be loving life if you have some beef and noodles at the Harvard location of PetroServe USA. Or Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls done perfectly. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Taco Mac at 12th and I-29. Lasagna on NP Avenue. Downtown Fargo location at PetroServe USA. Sweetie's Meatballs in Glendon. Lasagna has, Yulin has lasagna, rather, and Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th Street in Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Back with our man, the money man, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk today. So what's your philosophy on a 401k or an IRA? We were talking about earlier about you want ownership. You want people to pay off debt. You want them to have a cash reserve and to build that financial foundation. What role does a 401k or an IRA play in that?
Oh, I'm glad we're bringing that up as well, Scott. So you're right. This is sort of the back to the basics. I want that financial foundation in place for not just my clients, but for every single American. And that includes retirement. So once you've got that cash reserve in place and you've paid off your debt, where do you put that money after that? I think right into some sort of a retirement investment. It needs to start out as a growth investment, especially while you're young. And so, you know, if you've got a plan at work, and I think it's something like 78% of employers offer some sort of a retirement plan, that is where you start because it's so easy. They take the money right out of your paycheck. They put it right into some investments for you, and you can continue to dollar cost average in, which brings down your overall costs and also reduces your risk. And so adding to that 401k or the simple IRA plan, something like that, that is the definite place to start. If you don't have that at work, then I say, you know what? Let's pull out a Roth IRA and start there. Let's just open up a Roth IRA, put that money into something like, you know, an index fund or just a solid broad-based growth mutual fund and start doing that. Either way, start with that. Start small if you have to. Maybe you're starting out with $100 a month or something like that. But my goal is to have you build that up, max out that Roth IRA, max out that 401k over time. We want to get you to the point where you're putting as much money away from then as you can. Not only is that money coming out of your paycheck pre-tax, and so it's automatic for you, but that also means that the government's not taxing it. That could lower your overall tax bill. Not only that, once it's in that account, it continues to grow tax deferred. So just think about that for a second. If you're earning a 10% return in your 401k over the course of time, you compound at 10% every single year. It's like magic. If you said, I'm just going to do it in my regular account, I opened up an online account or whatever, and you try to do that at home, even if it's the same investments and you're still earning 10%, guess what? By the time Uncle Sam and the state and everybody else takes their cut, you're only actually compounding at about 7%. And so you're much better off maxing out that 401k or that Roth IRA first.
So we've talked about the financial foundation of having a cash reserve for 6 months of your monthly living expenses, paying off debt. Ownership is key to wealth creation. Own your home, own your car, own your washing machine.
Right on.
Yes, we even got some great advice about owning your washing machine. That does make good sense. And the IRA 401k part of it. I didn't hear anything about stocks.
So it's interesting. People always think of us, especially when they think of me, they know I'm such a stock guy and I love to get in there and do that. But I always say, until you have all of these other things in place, it doesn't make sense to start thinking about stocks and individual stocks and doing that stuff. You know, there's a lot of people, especially younger people, who, you know, get onto some, you know, Reddit chat board or something like that, and they want to get in there. And unfortunately, most of them are just doing speculation. They don't have a cash reserve. They don't have a financial foundation in place. And they're taking what little money they have, and they're basically buying lottery tickets with it. And, you know, they might pick a winner, but then mostly what you'll see if you go through some of those chat boards is they had a winner, and they let it turn to a loser, or they had a winner, and then the next one they had, they lost it all. And that's gambling. That is not investing. That is not what we do. Our job is to create wealth for people and to help people who have wealth to grow their wealth and preserve their wealth. And we're not going to do that by speculating in chat rooms and things of that nature. So, yeah, we're not even talking about stocks yet. I'm just telling people, let's get our financial house in order. Let's get our foundation in place. And then once you have that, then you're ready for the next step. That's where we come in and help you take it to the next level. And the next level of our investment philosophy is really where what we call that wealth-generating machine. That's where that kicks in.
All right. What next? What happens next? Come in and see you?
That's when you can come see us. We'll sit down with you. We're going to go through all of the steps of our investment philosophy. We'll show you what comes next. And if we have a good match, if you're on the same page as us, then we're going to say, hey, let's build a relationship here and let's start creating that wealth generating machine for you and take that to the next level for you.
All right. Simple as sitting down and start talking about a plan, huh?
Absolutely. There's always somebody on our team. We work as a team. That's one of the things that really separates us too. You've got a team of people behind you doing the research, helping you with the paperwork, helping you with the compliance things, and then going through and doing stock selection, creating portfolios that are custom and tailored to you. And then most importantly, again, everybody's so focused on what's that next stock or the next winning lottery number, if you think of that. We're going to build you a plan and say, how much do you have to put away if you want to retire at that date or if you want to retire with that income? That plan becomes the key to everything.
And if you're doing your investing elsewhere and it's sort of on autopilot and you want to folks that are of like mind, Collins and Cronk is the place. Call them at 235-0119, 235-0119, online at collinscronk.com. Collins with a C, Cronk with a K.
Right on.
Thank you, Brian Cronk.
Hey, thanks for having me. You have a great day.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all-season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extend.